bringing you coverage today from the Tulsa State Fair. I'm Leslie Smith. As we check in on the livestock entry numbers, we're joined by General Beef Superintendent Blake Nelson. And Blake, how's the fair going?
The fair's going very well. We're excited this year. Numbers have increased dramatically, particularly here. We see it in our open show this past weekend. I think that our added prize money of over $3,000 has definitely stirred interest in the cattle barn and lets the exhibitors here, primarily from Oklahoma, but surrounding states, come and showcase their cattle.
You're indicating some growth. What's bringing maybe more people this year to show at the Tulsa State Fair?
Well, I think there's not only the added premiums we discussed, but also new setups. We've got an outstanding lineup of judges, and I think that sure helps too when people want to come and have their animals evaluated by some of the best in the business.
Of course, a big part of any fair is also your junior show, and how do things look this year with your junior exhibitors?
It's looking really positive. This is always the highlight of the fair, and it's the part that we truly enjoy and believe in, the youth of Oklahoma. Our numbers have increased. We feel like, it's been a pretty good reflection of our economy until just recently in Oklahoma has been strong, and particularly on the ag side, and I think it's allowed families to invest more back in their kids and their projects, and we've definitely seen an overall growth in that area.
Did you get into your youth shows? What's kind of the lineup for the rest of the week?
So coming up this week, we will have our market animals that will show kind of in the first half of the week. Wednesday night is kind of the culmination of our market segments with beef, swine, goats, and sheep as well. And our Night of Champions will start at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, where the judges will be selecting their champions overall. Following that up on Thursday will be the Sale of Champions, which will be Thursday evening at 5 o'clock. And it will let folks come and see the highlights of the fair, the best animals that the youth have brought, and get an opportunity to support them monetarily if they so wish.
And then, of course, you wrap it up with the second weekend of the fair. And kind of, as people come out, what else can they see as they come out for the second weekend?
Towards the end of the week here, the second weekend of the fair, we'll see mostly our breeding animals, breeding heifers, gilts, does. We will see that there has been an increase, particularly on that side, even more so than the market animals. I think folks are reinvesting there in some of these breeding stock and giving these kids the opportunity to start to build their herds, whether it's in the swine side, beef side, whatever particular animal agriculture avenue they want to pursue.
Well, plenty to come out and see at the Tulsa State Fair, as we've been joined by General Beef Superintendent Blake Nelson, bringing you coverage from the Tulsa State Fair for the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.